The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.
And you are back to the Sunday Business Show. 0874 100 102 will get you your famous shout out. And I can see some shout outs coming through there. Now, music, as we all know, can be a hit and miss affair. I'm sure many listeners feel they'd love to write a song, ideally a hit, but have no idea where or how to start. Until now, that is. Today, the Sunday Business Show introduces you to the hit factory called The Nucleus, where songwriters, producers and artists can work collaboratively on projects in a supportive environment, just like they do in LA, Nashville, etc. The fabulously named Hamlet Sweeney has worked in the music industry since his teens. He's toured with legends Meatloaf, Status Quo and UB40, and his new baby is The Nucleus. He joins me on the phone. Good morning, Hamlet.
Hey, good morning, Conal. How are you doing?
I'm going to be very rude. Is Hamlet your real name?
It's my absolute real name. My mother's just a few yards from me here, and she christened me Hamlet. So,
well,
yeah,
you tell your mum that is the best name on the Sunday Business Show for quite some time.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Tell us all about The Nucleus, please. What is it? How does it work?
So basically, yeah, we're like a team of songwriting, musical and production talents. The Nucleus is also physical space. It's a writing room, it's studios, it's equipment to record and produce music. And then as a business model, it would be what you would call a music publishing and production company. So basically, we create these songs, we create masters, which is to say recordings of these songs, and then we work to commercially exploit them.
Now, I am a wannabe songwriter, so how do I go about getting my fantastic number one hit produced?
Well, the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to impress me with your song, which is going to have to be good. As I often say to people when they kind of pitch me that they're a songwriter, if they tell me they have two hits, I instantly don't believe them. If they tell me they've written 100 songs and they might have a hit, I kind of think, okay, this person's in the real world. Because, you know, those three-minute pop songs are an awful lot harder to write than you might think.
Okay, but if I'm just starting out, I haven't got my number one hits or any other number of hits. So how do I impress?
Make a simple demo of the song. Send it in. I mean, I don't mind giving my email. It can be sent to hamlet@thenucleus.ie. Aggressively looking for talents. I'm hungry for good songs. I'm hungry for great voices. I'm hungry for producers because we're building our team at the moment. So if I get an email of a great song or I get an email of a song that maybe kind of suggests something greater from the writer down the line, I'm very interested.
Okay, now that is the singing part. Let's agree that I couldn't sing to save my life. But let's say that you're a wordsmith. Is that of interest?
I'm just going to give you a really short answer. No, not at the moment. Well, you know, it's like, it's a business. It's a very serious business. The music industry is extremely competitive. You know, if somebody turns around and they are a great lyricist and they truly are, and they can write like a Bernie Taupin and they can do what Elton John can do with the songs. Yeah, that's okay. You can work with that to a degree. But these days, there are people that have worked on their lyrical craft very, very hard. And they're also amazing singers. And they've also, you know, they're quite good players. So when you have somebody who's just a wordsmith, you're kind of slowing everything down when you know you can put someone else in the room or the project that can do other things as well.
Where are you based?
We have studio and office space on South William Street in Dublin too.
So centre of town. How many hit makers can you accommodate? Now, I don't mean physically, but, you know, you've obviously thought long and hard about this. Could it be a really big business?
Not only could it be, it will be. I mean, that's literally the whole entire plan. Ireland has a great heritage as a musical country. Our contribution to the world of the music industry is absolutely massive. However, that's all artist-based. What we do is we create amazing artists and we export them. But from a songwriting point of view, we have a scene rather than an industry. So, you know, people around the world will kind of believe that for every artist who is also a songwriter, there are a lot of songwriters who can't be artists. You know, they can't perform on stage or all the other things that go with it. So, you know, what we're doing in The Nucleus is we're tapping into that rich vein of Irish talent and then we're bringing it out to the world. So, yeah, it's the plan is big business.
And you are being a wee bit modest because already people will know that you, or may not know, that you have brought us to the Eurovision finals first time in 5 years. That was one of yours, wasn't it?
That was indeed. That was a song that in our catalogue has the position of being number one. It is 001 in our catalogue, and it is also coincidentally the very first song from our catalogue that has been released to public ears. And then it was the song that brought us to Eurovision. Yeah.
Is there a formula that people can follow?
For writing a song?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, that's anyone who's an experienced songwriter understands form. I'll say form rather than formula. You know, your verse, your pre-chorus, your chorus, building tension through a song, having a narrative arc, having melodic development. There's definitely form, but, you know, you have to have a lot of art and inspiration and a bit of magic within that form. So I say this form, but I wouldn't say this formula.
There wasn't there a hit factory in New York back in the day that just absolutely produced and produced and produced?
Well, there was the Brill Building.
That's the one.
And if you, when I kind of realized that the Nucleus was going to go from in my brain to the real world, I thought of a couple of rooms in the Brill Building, being in Dublin. What would that be, and what would that do for Irish songwriting talent, and how could it be harnessed into the world? I take huge inspiration from the Brill Building, and they had some great writers, like even Lou Reed was part of it, and Paul Simon, and Carole King, loads of great writers came out of that. Hopefully we'll do the same.
Yeah, that's cool. And also I think that you were able to stand outside, and you might have sometimes heard some of these new songs being created. That'd be pretty nice to be standing outside your building, wouldn't it?
It would. Now, we're on the top floor, so you might want to have big ears. But like yesterday, I was in the studio beside the production room. I was working on the laptop. Some of the writers were in there working on a new song. And I was just a few yards away from a song that I believe, I don't know if it'll be a hit, because a hit isn't just to do with the song. It's to do with the artist, the video, the record label, the international distribution. But I was listening to three local Irish writers work on an absolutely beautiful song that melted my heart, and it was an absolute joy.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Final question for those of you, for those listening who would love to be the budding new artist, does it cost them any money to get involved?
No, I mean, it doesn't cost money, but in another way, the cost of entry is high, you know, in the sense of standard. You gotta have something that's good. When people send me songs, I try and give them feedback, and I try and be honest, even if it does mean being a bit harsh. There's no point in pretending. If somebody wants to get involved, if they send a song that is their best representation, a single song that is as well recorded as they are able to do, doesn't have to mean a big demo, don't go spending money on things, but just a basic well-recorded song sent in is enough to get the ball rolling.
Well, there you have it, Team SBS. It's Hamlet at Nucleus.
The nucleus.ie, and on the website is loads of info there as well. Thenucleus.ie.
Okay, Hamlet, congratulate your mother again. That is fantastic. Hamlet Sweeney, thank you for joining Team SBS, and hopefully you'll come back to us when you have a string of big hits under your belt.
Let's do exactly that. I look forward to it.
Okay, we will have a quick ad break, after which we're going to stick with the music business. So if you're interested in music, stay with us.
The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.